Good morning. This is KWSO News. Oregon Governor Kate Brown has nominated Louis Pitt a seat on the Pacific Northwest Electric Power and Conservation Council. Pitt is currently the Director of Governmental Affairs for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs. He will finish the term of Chuck Sams, a former top administrator of the Confederated Tribes of Umatilla Indian Reservation, who is awaiting U.S. Senate confirmation to become the National Parks Director. Pitt would start his new position on November 19th and serve through January 15th, 2024. In Warm Springs, the Shelter to Independent Living Project is looking to be completed by the end of the year. Warm Springs Health and Wellness General Manager Caroline Cruz organized the project, designating funds generated by State Measure 110, which decriminalizes personal possession of some controlled substances, though the substances remain illegal under federal law. Through the law, revenue from the state marijuana tax is used to support treatment and conditions that can lead to addiction. Homelessness falls within this provision. The Shelter to Independent project will include the shelter homes, laundry and shower facilities, and will have two on-site residents living by the shelters and will be alcohol and drug-free. Results for the November 2nd elections appear to have passed Jefferson County's 509J bond measure, as well as the Jefferson County five-year jail operations levy. The 509J bond measure looked to fund approximately $28 million to updates and maintenance to 509J schools, and the Jefferson County jail operations levy is looking to secure funds for their operations. The Oregon mail-in ballots were to have been at the Jefferson County Clerk's Office or an official ballot drop box by 8 p.m. last night. Because the ballots can be dropped at any drop box within the state, the results are currently unofficial until all those ballots are counted. Across the state, thousands of students will have a four-day weekend next week. As Elizabeth Miller reports, several school districts cite staffing shortages as the reason for closing schools November 12th.
Schools statewide already have Thursday, November 11th off. It's Veterans Day, but many schools have changed their calendar to add Friday, November 12th, as another day off. Some schools are giving the day to teachers as a grading day. Others anticipate a shortage of available staff, including substitute teachers, at a time when schools are already dealing with staff shortages. Students in at least 12 school districts will have the day off. That includes Oregon's three largest districts, Portland, Salem-Keizer, and Beaverton, and smaller districts from Umatilla to Lincoln County. Several of the school districts say they will not need to make up the day. They'll still meet the required number of instructional hours this year. Elizabeth Miller reporting.
In the 509J school district, there is also no school for in-service or teacher grading day, according to the 509J school district calendar. And a look into sports. Be sure to tune in this Friday, November 5th, as the Madras White Buffalo football team is in the first round of the playoffs, facing number one ranked Marshfield. The Buffs are coming off a loss to Gladstone and are looking to shock the state with a victory. The first college football playoff rankings came out yesterday and looks to have snubbed undefeated Cincinnati, as they are ranked 6th for the 4-team college football playoffs, according to ESPN. The Pac-12 was boosted as the Oregon Ducks landed at 4th as they received credit for their victory over 5th-ranked Ohio State earlier in the season. The Ducks plan to win out their remaining schedule and win the Pac-12, and has to start with the Washington Huskies this coming Saturday, November 6th, as they have 4 games remaining before the Pac-12 championship. They are currently first in the Pac-12 North standings, and after the Huskies game, will also face Washington State and Oregon State at home and Utah on the road. That's a look at news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.